Very interesting. Jesus gets up early in the morning before everyone else, before the sun comes up, and he goes off to pray. And they come in search of him. Everyone is looking for you. Those who didn't come last night, they are all at my house waiting for you now. They're waiting for you to do what you did last night, to drive out demons, to heal the sick. If this is what Jesus came to do, then why doesn't he simply go back to Peter's house? Those who Jesus heals will one day be sick again. We pray that those who were possessed by demons and that they are set free, we pray that we don't say, well, they'll be possessed again, you know. But those who are sick will only become sick again. Looks like Jesus is going to have to build a hospital or a hospice of some sort to gather people so that he can do all of these things in the healing. Jesus' mission is so much greater than this. And that's what we have to remember. Because in hearing what happens, we might say, man, this is great. You know, we need a little Jesus around here like that, right? Set up the shop. We need the Jesus healing ministry, right? Because that's what it's about. But it's not. The healings, the miracles, the deliverances were to express the authority of Jesus and who he is and the mission that he has that he will take to the grave. Because his real mission is to destroy death and sin. We see that. There's always going to be sick people. There's always going to be people who are possessed. There's always going to be a need for miraculous healings and interventions on the part of... There will always be. Sound like an old pessimistic priest that's just jaded, you know? There's always going to be people that need to be baptized. There's always going to be people who will call you in the middle of the night to go to the hospital when they could have called you at 3 in the afternoon, but they decided to wait until dark, you know? That's not my point. My point is that the kingdom of God is greater than that. The miracles of Jesus manifest. They are visible signs that the power of God is at hand. So pay attention. But it is greater than the physical healing. It is greater than the deliverance. Jesus is inviting them into the kingdom of God. My brothers and sisters, your faith is greater than the intercessions of your day. They are greater than the needs of your health or well-being. But God interceding in those ways or intervening in those ways in power and strength, these are great, great demonstrations that the power of God is still alive in our life and in our midst and in our faith. But our faith is greater than this. It calls us to something greater. I guess that's the word I want to leave you with today. It always calls us to something greater. And if we don't know what that is, we need to take some time to figure that out. Amen.